The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, an open phone Friday. I almost like saying open phone Friday as much as I do Rancho Cucamonga. Why, I don't know why I'm fascinated by that. I think there was a Warner Brothers cartoon when I was a kid. There was a cartoon with Rancho Cucamonga, and that just kind of stuck in my head, at any rate. Well, G20. G. Riots, you've been paying attention, folks? You've been seeing the videos? Just absolute just mayhem and riotous people and... You know, it kind of surprises me because the reporting from there, no matter what agency it is, what news reporting garbage stuff in your brain kind of outfit that they are, you know, never bother to take the people to task by asking them, you know, why are you protesting? And I guess one reporter did ask, and they said, well, I'm here because my friends are here, and I'm with my friends. Yeah, okay. That's a good excuse for provocation and maybe getting your head smacked in by the Polizei. And, of course, Hamburg was picked because of certain tensions there. So it was kind of a setup to have more confrontation between the police and protesters. And, you know, I don't understand the mindset of getting violent or provocative. I mean, I have seen in the past, I have seen police just go out of their way for protesters being nonviolent and checking their own that get a little hyped up and a little adrenaline riddled and want to pull out a baton or a stick or something and beat the protesters with. I'd seen this happen before in Germany as well. So they identify groups that are more radical. They know who they are, and I'm sure that the paid provocateurs that are sent in there to stir up stuff, I mean, this has been well known for a long, long time. You remember when Bill Clinton was out in Seattle giving his little world kind of government, oh, don't worry, you'll be included. You know, I'm hearing what you're saying out in the streets. Well, out in the streets, there were paid provocateurs. Not hard to pick them out. They're all dressed in black, wearing black masks, you know, smashing store windows and doing this. And police is standing there watching them. You know, it's more effective if you're going to protest to have a peaceful protest and the cops stand around sticking their thumbs where they wouldn't ordinarily stick them, in their ears, wherever. And it's kind of funny because everybody relaxes. You know, down here in Austin, every year, they have the ROT rally, Republic of Texas rally, and it's a bunch of bikers. Now, it's been waning because, well, some of those Harley riders have probably had to sell their bikes or they don't have the money to travel, come into town. You know, it's a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's really odd because there's nothing that can provoke these guys into violence. They just come down here. They like Austin. They like the live music. They like looking at each other's bikes, talking bikes to each other, and there's never any violence. I've been down here, I don't know how many years, and I've attended at least a dozen of these things. Never once did I see a confrontation, a fist fight, nothing. The city of Austin even went so far one year to give a permit to the gay pride, our version of a gay pride parade down here in Austin, Texas. And they're marching down Congress, you know, right by the, you know, 20, 30,000 bikers who were there. And some of these guys thought that, hey, let's have some, let's go provoke. I mean, we had some really swishy pooftas in some god-awful transgender outfits that, you know, you would expect that, well, this is going to raise a few eyebrows, or somebody's going to say something that somebody doesn't like. And the bikers just sat around and laughed and drank. I even saw one biker going, man, you take the cake. Here, have a beer. I mean, they couldn't even incite it by doing something like that. Now, these are supposedly the scourge of the earth, the one percenters, whatever. Not everybody that rides a motorcycle that goes down to Austin, the Republican Texas rally, is a biker per se. You know, that is a lifestyle. And they consider themselves to be one percenters. But not everybody that goes down there does that. And what really is the odd thing is to watch the people that come down to look at the bikers looking at their bikes. Joe Schmo from Kokomo, you know, Family Guy, brings his family down, feels comfortable enough walking around 6th Street in Austin with their kids in tow. Wow. So I don't get this protesting and somehow violence is going to, what's it going to do? Is it going to let them know you're really serious about your message? No, because the only thing it does is evokes a response. That's what it does from the police. And is that what we're there for? Is that why we go to a protest? To get in some cop's face and scream at them and let them know that everything you've been told by your superiors and the FBI and everything else, they're absolutely right. We're just looking for a reason to kill you. Boy. I don't get it. And the people that join these protests, they don't even know what the hell the issues are. They think they know. They march under a banner of a bumper sticker saying, and they're there, you know, because. Okay, why exactly? Well, I'm here because, okay, well, do you know anything about that? Well, I've done this. We've had many rallies down here in Texas of one sort or another. And I remember Richie Mack showing up at the State House down here in Austin, and there was a hell of a crowd of people. And, of course, the liberals wanted to come out and taunt and do whatever. And women, middle-aged women, that I would engage in conversation, not being rude, not being confrontational, and then ask them, you know, well, you know, what's some of your issues? And then ask a exploratory series of questions, no more than three, because I can never get past two. The only thing that would happen is you'd ask them a question, then ask them another question, and then you want to dive deeper in it, and they realize they don't have anything. And I've seen this personally, myself. This happened one year. Couple of middle-aged women just got real nasty and threatened to kick my ass. I'm like, what? I said, what is wrong with you people? You're grown adults. Don't you have any essence or experience of life? Don't you have a curiosity to find out, you know, for real and for true, fact versus fiction? Don't you? What's wrong with you? Now, I don't know if I can be convinced that all of these demonstrations are fueled by the lefties or somebody like George Soros that just want to disrupt. I don't know. I'm sure there's a good percentage of that there. But it's generally a free-for-all. Everybody shows up, and now the cops start spraying people with high-pressure water cannons and the tasers and the pepper spray and the handcuffs, and over and over and over again. To me, if I was in a position that I wanted to wield power and control over people, you know what would really scare the hell out of me? As if people showed up very peacefully and said nothing. Weren't screaming, weren't shouting, made their position known. Huh, we're here, and we're looking at you. That would scare me more than anything else. Takes two to tango? Yes. Cause and reaction? Yes. It's like pushing buttons automatically. Do this, that will happen. Okay, now we do that, that's going to happen. Put them in Stupidville. Show up, not angry, not suggesting go up there and kiss a cop, but just smile at them. What unnerves a cop even more when they're all geared up to beat the hell out of something, you stand there and smile at them. It drives them nuts. Reminds me of the famous poster during the Vietnam era. National Guard standing there, rifle at ready. Somebody comes up, puts a daisy in their barrel rifle. Oh, God. This is getting... Mike, is this Michael Mann? Is this the latest story that you posted up? Okay, I put up two. I think this is the latest one here. This guy. You know, and talking about the depth of a bumper sticker. You know, how thick is a bumper sticker and how long is it? Well, that's about the thickness and the brevity of somebody that think that they know what they know and that's what they know. And they don't know anything. Well, when questioned in a court of law and a judge asks, let me see your proof, what I'm talking about here is Michael Mann. And the famous little hockey stick climate graph that he came out with. He's being held in contempt of court from withholding scientific evidence. Here's the story. British Columbia, after 6 years, the libel lawsuit filed by Michael Mann, the climate scientist who created the hockey stick climate model and graph, is finally coming to an end. The lawsuit was against Tim Ball, a retired professor at the University of Winnipeg, for saying that the data used by Mann was fraudulent and that he should be in the state pen instead of Penn State. Mann claimed that this was defamation of character. The court, however, asked Mann to prove that his data was not fraudulent and asked for it to be made available for inspection. When Mann refused, he was in contempt of court, and that likely will lead to the collapse of the case against Professor Ball. Dr. Ball is expected to instruct his attorneys to ask for punitive court action, including a ruling that Mann did act with criminal intent when using public funds to commit climate data fraud. Now, there is a different angle. Professor Ball's debunking of global warming soon will be broadcast on the Internet, along with 13 other experts who participated in a conference sponsored by Freedom Force International called Global Warming and an Inconvenient Lie, to be advised of the date and time of this broadcast. Now, Penn State climate scientist Michael Hockey Stick Mann commits contempt of court in climate science trial of the century. The prominent alarmist shockingly defies judge and refuses to surrender data for open court examination. Only possible outcome? Mann's humiliation, defeat, and likely criminal investigation in the U.S. And this is exactly what should happen. Folks, again, you know, if you're all in and you're righteous in your cause and here's my facts and data and here it is for all the world to see, wouldn't you be happy, and especially in a court of law, to prove this to everybody? They can't, because there's no proof. And the last thing that they want is a court ruling to set a precedent that this is all BS and a lie. Now, this defendant in the libel trial, 79-year-old K. Canadian climatologist Dr. Tim Ball is expected to instruct his British Columbia attorneys to trigger mandatory punitive court sanctions, including a ruling that man did act with criminal intent when using public funds to commit at least fraud, wouldn't you say? Using public funds to commit climate data fraud, man's imminent defeat is set to send shockwaves worldwide within the climate science community, as the outcome will be both legal and scientific vindication of the U.S. President Donald Trump claims that climate scare stories are a hoax. Why is it every damn time I read a story it all ties back to Trump? What is this fixation on Donald Trump? In any rate, we'll get fixated on that later with Trump and Putin. But for right now, we're unfixated. As can be seen, and the graphs are there. I would suggest, folks, that you go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and look at the story, because it's got all kinds of graphs on there that you can look at this. You know, I'm just utterly amazed. You know, where's Al Gore? You know, here's the poster child for climate change. You know, it used to be global warming. Well, that wasn't happening. I just read an article the other day and saw the graphs that in North America, this has been the coolest 4th of July we've had in many a year. And things do change, folks. Things do change. Mike Mann, who chose to file what many consider to be a cynical slap, this is a strategic lawsuit against public participation libel lawsuit in British Columbia in their Supreme Court in Vancouver 6 long years ago, has astonished legal experts by refusing to comply with the court direction to hand over all his disputed graphs data. Mann, his iconic hockey stick, has been relied upon by the UN's IPCC, Western governments as crucial evidence for the science of man-made global warming. You know, at this G20 thing, most of these clowns over there were ragging at Trump because, well, he thinks climate change is a hoax, and they're all over there going, no, it's not. It's going to kill us. Yeah. The illusion that they, the web of lies, the deceit, upon closer examination, poof you up and disappear like a fart in a Texas windstorm. You're nothing. No data. No nothing. Just more fear porn. It wasn't that many years ago ABC did this series of stories saying that, you know what, by the time 1990s or 2000s roll around, you know, New York is going to be underwater. Wow. As first reported in Principia Scientific International, February 1 of this year, the defendant in the case, Canadian climatologist Dr. Tim Ball, had won concessions against Mann, but at the time the details were kept confidential pending Mr. Mann's response. The negative and unresponsive actions of Dr. Mann and his lawyer, Roger McConchy, are expected to infuriate the judge and be the signal for the collapse of Mann's multi-million dollar lawsuit against Dr. Ball. Now, how much think about this? How much guts does this take? Knowing that you built a house of cards, you have somebody come out and say that your house of cards is just like you, a house of cards. No substance. No basis. And then you turn around and sue them for libel? Then you walk into court and refuse to give the judge your documents to prove whether you're telling the truth or not about your data? Really? Tissue paper. It's all they are. Wet tissue paper to boot. Real strong. No reason
to get excited. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, what an ironic sense of timing you have. The bumper music's playing. I went to sit down, and Mike calls me into the broadcast room there to tell me to listen to this. What is so important? What is that? What is it first? Uh-oh. You gotta. Well?
5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Coke.
That was it. Suffering fuckatash. I'm sorry. Well, back to the real news. So anyhow, as Dr. Ball explained his position, he says Michael Mann moved for an adjournment of the trial scheduled on February 20th of this year. We had little choice because Canadian courts always grant adjournments before a trial in their belief that an out-of-court settlement is preferable. Well, that's not what Mr. Ball was looking for. We agreed to an adjournment with conditions. The major one was that Mann produce all documents, including computer codes, by February 20th of this year. He failed to meet the deadline. Well, imagine, folks, the phony turns into perjury. Whoops. Now, Mann has proven contempt of court means Ball is entitled to have the court serve upon Mann the fullest punishment. Contempt sanctions could reasonably include The judge ruling that Dr. Ball's statement that man belongs in the state pen, not Penn State, is a precise and true statement of fact. This is because under Canadians' unique truth defense, never heard of that before, but I guess they got one, man is now proven to have willfully hidden his data. So the court may rule he hid it because it was fake. As such, the court must then dismiss man's entire libel suit with cost awarded to Ball and his team. Now, the spectacular rise and fall of climate alarmism's former golden boy, in a courtroom battle with even more ramifications than the infamous Scopes monkey trial of 1925, to much fanfare at the time, man had sued Ball for daring to publish the damning comment that man belongs in the state pen, not Penn State. Okay. Dr. Ball brilliantly backed up his exposure of the elaborate international money-making global warming scam in his astonishing book, The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. In his books and articles, radio and television appearances, Dr. Ball has been resolute in his generation-long war against those who corrupted the field of science to which he has selflessly dedicated his life. Now, age 79, Ball is on the cusp of utter vindication, despite the stresses and strains on himself and his family. Tim has stood at the forefront of those science demanding more openness and transparency from government-funded researchers. Wait a minute. Isn't Dr. Man, I don't even know what the hell he's supposed to be a doctor of. He's probably got some PhD piled high and deep, whatever. Why doesn't he call Al Gore in as his witness? Now, wouldn't that be spectacular? Let Al Gore walk into a Canadian court and commit perjury. You know what I mean? Isn't this the science guy? The climate change guy? Paging Mr. Gore. Mr. Gore, you're wanted in the courtroom. Courtroom A, Mr. Gore. Well, Mr. Ball explained it this way. We believe he, being Mr. Mann, withheld on the basis of U.S. court ruling that it was all intellectual property. This ruling was made despite the fact that U.S. taxpayers paid for the research and the research results were used as a basis for literally earth-shattering policies on energy and environment. The problem for him is that the Canadian court holds that you cannot withhold documents that are central to your charge of defamation regardless of a U.S. ruling. Now here comes the likely ramifications and repercussions. Now think about this for a second, folks. This is one of their big bailiwicks. If you look at internationally what has been done, healthcare in most industrially developed nations, check. Gun control, national healthcare. Got to get on board with these Paris Accords and all this climate stuff. Whoops. Proven to be a fraud. This game is about political control. It's about new rules and regulations, nation bashing and sovereignty busting. This is an important story.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Now, I'm sure CNN is going to pick up on this story and do the right thing. The Communist News Network. It's all a hoax. Now, that would interrupt their, we got to get rid of Trump. By the way, let me not go down that rabbit trail. Let me just put one foot off the trail here. Nancy Pelosi and Charles the Possum Schumer. This is the hopes of the Democrat Party. You know, they must really secretly love Trump, because if they run with that rat pack, Trump's going to get the presidency in 2020. Anyhow, back to this repercussions for the science and climate policy. A bitter and embarrassing defeat for the self-styled Nobel Prize winner who acted as if he was the epitome of virtue. This outcome shames not only Michael Mann, but puts the climate science community in crisis. Many hundreds of peer-reviewed papers cite Mann's work, which is now effectively junked. Remember they kept coming out? Oh, the world's leading scientists, the 90% of the world's leading scientists, climate change is real. Despite having deep-pocketed backers willing and able to feed his ego as publicly seeking mouthpiece against skeptics, Mann's credibility as a champion of environmentalism is in tatters. But it gets worse for the litigious Penn State professor, close behind Dr. Ball, his celebrated writer Mark Stein. Stein also defends himself against another one of Mann's slap suits, this time in Washington, D.C. And Stein boldly claims Mann has perverted the norms of science on an industrial scale. Esteemed American climate scientist Dr. Judith Curry has submitted to the court an amicus curiae legal brief exposing Mann. The world can now see that the six-year legal gambit to silence his most effective critics and chill scientific debate has spectacularly backfired. As lies, I might add here, ladies and gentlemen, generally do when you examine a lie to find out and prove that it is a lie. Now, but at the time of much clamor about fake news, it seems the climate scare stories will have a new angle now that the United States has officially stepped back from the Paris Climate Treaty. President Trump was elected on a mandate to weed out climate fraud, so his supporters will point to this legal outcome as a vindication for a full purge. It makes a mockery of statements made by Mann last February when PSI's Han Schroeder and John Sullivan publicly backed their colleague, Dr. Ball, and endorsed the revelations in his book. Mann reacted by moaning, "It's difficult to keep up with a dizzying ongoing assault on science." Now, the perpetrator of this biggest criminal assault on science has now become clear. Dr. Mann, utterly damned by his contempt of the court, to show his dodgy data. Now, there can be little doubt that upon the B.C. Supreme Court ruling that Mann did commit data fraud in Washington, D.C., the EPA's Scott Pruitt will feel intense pressure from skeptics to initiate a full investigation into Mann. His university and all those conspiring to perpetuate the trillion-dollar carbon tax raising sting on taxpayers. Now, there's more to the story, but you got the basis of it. When you can't even fight the lie with the truth, this is what people like myself have been struggling with for all these years. Have taken the insult of being the tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist. The disgruntled, how is it once explained? Oh, it's just people that just don't fit into the norm and they're on the outskirts of society. Yeah. Well, let me think about that for a second. After seeing what passes for intelligence and in this country now, yeah, I guess maybe I am on the fringe. Because the truth is a scarce commodity anymore. We have not wavered, and we will continue. Be vetted and vindicated. Well, that might be not worth loading up a pipe and having an after-dinner smoke over, but hey. Resist the lies long enough, the truth will usually prevail. Truth can be hidden. Truth can be buried. They can be shoved away in a dark closet for many years, but, you know, it's just one of those things that just wants to pop out of the closet every once in a while. Hey, I'm the truth. And to watch all the cockroaches just scatter. Haven't we been told when Obamacare, they wanted to pass Obamacare? Well, look, you know, the rest of the world's doing this, and it's working out fabulously. And then we would say things like death panels. Oh, no, those don't exist. Any reporter or an investigator worth his salt could get into this issue, wade into it, investigate it, and find out exactly that's what it is. A bureaucrat decides when and if you're going to get treatment. Many people have died. Now, this isn't a VA story here. I'm talking about national health care. Many people have died waiting and waiting and waiting for procedures. Well, they've got age brackets. Well, past a certain age, they're not eligible for that surgery. Why? Because, well, they won't say it, but they're at the end of their tax-paying career, and now they're going to be a burden on the state with benefit. So just let them die. Folks, sometimes it is so difficult for people to understand that the people that claim that they love you so much, this is why they're doing all these extraordinary things, to find out that they are cold, calculating, and they don't give a crap about you. That's not our bumper sticker mantra. That is the truth. You know, just recently I've been watching a series of things on oceans. Our oceans are starting to get pretty screwed up. Fukushima? Folks, when was the last time you heard a story on Fukushima, which is still trying to melt down to the other side of the earth? And the only way that they have kept this from going critical is throwing more water on it. Well, that water goes right back out into the ocean. And people are claiming that this radiation has even reached our west coast, having effect on the sea life on the west coast of the United States. Now, how big is the damn Pacific? And how far away is Japan? Well, there's these little things called ocean currents that don't change. And if they do, they modify very, very, very little. This crap is hitting the west coast of the United States. To what degree? I've seen alarmist stories, and I've seen ones that aren't so alarmist, but I see a pattern and a theme here. It's affecting the marine life in the Pacific Ocean off of the United States. And if these people cared so much, they just wanted to throw the environmentalists the bone and going, oh, right on, people, you're in a righteous cause. Where's the story? Where is it? And that people really want you to believe under a global order of things that things will just be so much better. And of course, these nasty corporations that only care about a buck and they won't own up to any damage that they do to anybody or anything for nothing. That somehow that they're going to, well, their cold steel little hearts are going to melt into a nice puddle of goo. And they're going to once again become humanitarians. Ladies and gentlemen, you hook these corporations up to national governments worldwide, you can kiss everything you've known goodbye. Mandating and dictating, fining and jailing and whatever else. Some of these mad people would much rather line you up against the wall and just blow your stinking head off because you've been too much resistance. Who the hell are you people to challenge us? We're the globalists and we're here to help. We're here to save you. How dare you? And folks, you know, if the easily manipulated loony left, communist, socialist, call them what you will, mindless people that know nothing except their own latest chant and their bumper sticker slogan, if they understood that, you know what, this perceived left, right, or you're this and we're this, that somehow that people don't want clean air to breathe and don't want clean water to drink. Have you lost your minds? Story after story after story over the years. The damage that's been done by corporations that got the money to buy the government off. By the way, they never make them fix the problem, do they? They'll just accept a fine because it's too expensive to fix the problem and it's cheaper to pay the fine. And when they go back, when the problem isn't fixed, well, you already find us. Well, you got so much time to fix this. And all of a sudden, it up and disappears. You know, and I hate even thinking this thought, let alone saying it. But if there was a true coming together and sharing of ideas and a real admission as to what we really want, I think these people would be amazed. They're being herded and manipulated into this one rolling mass and this ball of stupid humanity. Yeah, that's what I think of every day. Yeah, I'm going to go outside and take a full lung of chemical-sprayed crap in the air. Or I want to go out to L.A. because I just love the smog out there. Or yes, give me more fluoride in my water. I don't think what you got in there is enough. Oh, please put more chemical fertilizers on the soil that's supposed to grow our food. What do you mean it's sterile? Put more fertilizer, get a better yield. And genetically modified foods, isn't that great? We can make them insect resistant. Who the hell could argue with that? Wow. They don't seem to get it. You know, and they seem to miss this. How many people? How many people can you think of off the top of your head that have gone after the medical community or the AMA and the drug manufacturers? What the hell did I hear the other day? And forgive me, I just caught the tail end of it. I believe, I may be in error, but I believe it was a guy in England. He was in the parliament over there. He had five kids, and two out of his five kids had autism. What? What? So 40% of your family is almost brain dead, and you don't think there's something behind that? It is because they control the agenda. They control the flow of the information, which eventually controls their feeble little crumbly little minds. Wow. I guess using your brain cells for cognitive thought is passé. At G20, World Alliance Against Trump Policies Ranging from Free Trade to Climate Change. Oh boy. Over in Hamburg, the growing international isolation of the United States under President Trump was starkly apparent Friday. By the way. this is Michael Birnbaum. Thank you. And Damian Politta. Writing the story, just so you know the flavor of it. Was starkly apparent Friday as the leaders of major world economies mounted a near-united opposition front against Washington on issues ranging from climate to free trade. I heard Donald Trump standing there with Ann Merkel, whatever the hell her name is. And a reporter got up and phrasing the question oh so carefully that anything that came out of Trump's mouth was going to be a condemnation. And what he said off microphone must have startled Merkel because she whipped her head around and looked at Trump. And Trump said, wait a minute here. He said, I'm all for fair trade. I'm for free trade. He said, but it's got to be fair trade. He said, do you know what the deficits are in our country with trading partners around the world? It's ridiculous. He said, I'm for returning jobs to America. Everything's been farmed out. See, folks, it's going to be the consensus. They're going to dialogue to a consensus, and the consensus is going to be their majority, and their majority is, well, that's our democracy. You've got to get in line with it. That's our opinion, and you're going to abide by it. Otherwise, you're poo-poo. Or they'll call you a bad name. At a gathering, a group of 20 world economic powers, normally a venue for drab displays of international comity, that's not comedy, that's committee. There were tough clashes with the United States and even talk of possible transatlantic trade war. The tension, yeah, folks, imagine this. China or Japan or any European country going into a trade war with the United States. In the fragile economies we have right now, what do you think that would spell for them? That's right. There's not too many steps here between the cliff's edge and the dark abyss that there's no returning from. Now, the tensions were a measure of Trump's sharp break with previous U.S. policies. They were also a warning signal of Washington's diminished clout. As the leaders of other 19 nations gathered in Hamburg, I can tell it's Friday, mulled whether to fix their signatures to statements that would exclude Trump or to find some sort of compromise. Two European officials said that they were leaning toward a united front against Washington. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, whose difficult job it was to find some form of compromise, made little attempt to paper over the differences after the first day of meetings. Merkel said, the discussions are very difficult. I don't want to talk around that. No, because you enter into discussion when the cameras and the microphones are on, you might have something that people might want to hear. Not to control idiots out there to think people like Merkel are such great people.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, apparently the United States and Russia struck an agreement Friday. By the way, the news has been reporting that the first thing out of Trump's face to Vladimir Putin was that, you know, you got to stop messing with American elections. What? What? I'm sorry. CNN has destroyed itself over that little mantra. The United States and Russia struck an agreement Friday on a ceasefire in southwest Syria, crowning President Donald Trump's first meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In the first U.S.-Russian effort under Trump's presidency to stem Syria's six-year civil war. Don't worry, Nikki Haley, I'm getting around to you in a second. By the way, where did this woman get her ideas of what United States policy is, and she's up there blabbing this in front of how many countries, representatives from how many countries? This woman, whoa, what a screechy little, oh God, be nice, John. Johnny, be good. Now, the ceasefire goes into effect Sunday at noon, Damascus time, according to U.S. officials and the Jordanian government, which is also involved in the deal. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who accompanied Trump in his meeting with Putin, said the understanding is designed to reduce violence in the area of Syria near Jordan's border that's critical to the U.S. allies' security. It's a very complicated part of the Syrian battlefield, Tillerson told reporters. And, you know, I heard that statement today on the news, and my first thought was, no, it isn't, Mr. Tillerson. It's not difficult at all. They're making this to be so complicated and so intricate that one false move might be disastrous. We're not talking about the 500,000 plus. The bodies are still falling in Syria, folks. That's not disastrous. It's complicated. It's a complicated part of the Syrian battlefield. And by the way, you don't think that Putin knows what the United States government's been up to? Who they've been funding? Who they've been training? And this twit Nikki Haley comes out and says, you know what? Assad has to go. And the immediate thought that struck me is, who's the United States government to go into a sovereign country, wage war against them, and then tell them their leader's got to step down? What? There, not even cursory examination of this by any news agency whatsoever. That's up to including Fox, F-A-U-X News. Sorry, boys. You're going to have to go a long country mile even to get to some place that we would consider conservative. That's for sure. How about conserving the truth for what it represents? Just that. Truth. Of the agreement, he said, I think this is our first indication of the U.S. and Russia being able to work together in Syria. Well, yeah, the United States better work with Russia on this Syria deal, because you know what? Vladimir Putin and the Syrian government, Assad's government, said, you know what? We don't need the United States. And by the way, were you invited here? The Russians were, but the United States never has been. So how do you defend this in front of the entire world that you can just waltz into a country? You can waltz into a country and just do whatever you damn well want to do. And it not being reported as such? Oh, that would, of course, uncover everything else that's been done in the Middle East. Open phone Friday, folks. Please don't wait for the last 10 minutes of the program. Dial now, 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer. Producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnysoap.com. That's oldnysoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Today, go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.